Welcome to another episode of the Chit Chat in a Quarter Life and Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, Irora Agbar. Thank you for taking this time to spend with me. If you're new to the podcast, or indeed you've listened before, thank you for your time. If you haven't already done so, please subscribe, share this with your friends and your family. And what I'd love for you to do is to leave a comment on, or perhaps suggestions on, what topics you would like me to address. That would be really helpful in terms of the content that I actually produce. Before this episode, I would like to speak on the benefits of authenticity. In the previous episode, we spoke about what it means to actually be authentic. How do we actually discover our true selves in order to lead from that space or place of authenticity? And in this episode, think of this as a follow-up to the previous one, and we just want to look at what the benefits are. What is the advantage to me and to you when we discover who we are and lead from that place of authenticity? And I've got four benefits I'm going to highlight in this episode. The first one, and whilst I feel this is pretty obvious, it does need stating that when we are authentic, it's way much easier for us to be that way, to be who we truly are, than for us to be fake. And people can tell when we're being fake because we kind of oscillate from different positions. We really do not have a firm position or firm conviction about anything. We're tossed to and fro between different opinions. And what that communicates is, first of all, insecurity and instability. It's a weakness and a deficiency in our leadership behavior and character. So the very first benefit of us discovering who we are and leading from who we truly are is that it's way easier. It takes less energy to do that. We're not expending time and precious resource trying to be someone that we're not. We're not trying to be a cheap imitation of someone else, but we're being true to who we really are, because that's what it should be. So very first benefit is it's much easier to do. The second benefit, which is kind of linked to the first one, is it takes less energy. You're not having to remember, oh, who was I yesterday, or who was I the minute before, or an hour ago, or in that situation and in this situation. You can now then channel all of this energy and resources and strength into your creative process of problem solving. You can channel all of this energy into building, developing, and empowering others around you, whether it's your family, your spouse, your friends, you know, your colleagues. You can spend all of that energy into more productive things because you're not wasting it on trying to imitate someone else, trying to sound how they sound, or look how they look, or act how they would act. Now, remember, as I said in the previous episode, it doesn't mean to say that we do not leave room to develop. We do not leave room to learn and to keep growing. But it's that sense of, I am not trying to be you, but being inspired by you helps me develop in that journey of life and leadership. So second benefit is it takes less energy. We can actually then focus our energy and resources to things that actually do matter and things that actually makes a difference in the lives of people. The third benefit is that we're able to serve people better because we are being who we are. We can, our experiences are unique to us, and that means we get to present a unique insight that others do not have. So we serve people better that way. We're not trying to be someone else. We're not trying to retell someone else's story, because that story has already been told. That song has already been sang. We're actually then presenting our own unique angle, our own unique experiences based on, you know, our worldview, our lived experiences, that can then resonate with people and really serve them the way they ought to be served. So the third benefit of being authentic is that we serve people better when we share our real selves, we share our real stories. That's always the best way. Remember, your experiences are unique to you, and you do the world a massive favor when you share that experience with people rather than share other people's stories. And the final benefit is that we are able to make better human connections because we're being true to who we are. Remember that because people can tell that we're being sincere and genuine, they can better relate to us. We're now communicating our story. We're communicating what's unique to us and our experiences. We're not trying to be someone else. We're not trying to relive someone else's lives. That means that we're able to relate to others. We're able to build connections because there is that sense of transparency. There is that sense of authenticity and just, you know, a genuineness in how we communicate things. And people can always say, well, how is anyone going to know if I'm telling someone else's story? You know, I'm the only one who would know. And whilst you may have a point there, the counter argument would be that we are not just matter or physical beings. There is a spiritual element to us. And I believe that that actually tells or makes a huge difference in terms of how we connect to people. I'm sure you've experienced this where you meet someone or you're having a conversation with someone and everything seems perfect. Their presentation is fine. They sound okay. There's nothing obvious that makes you feel, I can't trust this person. But somehow on the inside of you, there is an unease. You just feel uncomfortable for whatever reason. You can't really put your finger on it, but all you know is that there is just something on the inside of you you're not sure of. Now, how do you explain that? That's got nothing to do with our matter or our physical being. It's the spiritual element that kind of raises our suspicion or just puts us on a high alert that perhaps we want to check this a bit more. I've experienced something similar, especially when someone is trying to sell me something. The deal might be perfect, might be the right price, might be an item that I actually do need, but for some reason, I just feel uncomfortable buying that item from that specific person. And you can't explain why you feel that way. All you know is that you feel that way. And when we relate this just to life in general and leading in general, there is that spiritual element. Some of you might call it intuition. Some of you might call it your sixth sense or your inner consciousness. The point is, when we relate to people from a place of sincerity and authenticity, that comes across in our entire being, beyond what we communicate, beyond how we look. It just comes off from our entire being. So being authentic is very key if we are going to gain trust with people, if we're going to make real connections with people, if we're going to lead people from a space where they can really be comfortable and we can provide stability, we have to be authentic. So just in the way of a recap, I'm going to run through this four benefits, and there are way more to being authentic, but these are the four I have chosen to highlight in this episode. So I'm just going to run through this in the way of a recap. The first benefit of being authentic is that it's much easier than being fake. It means that we have a firm position, we have a conviction, and we're not oscillating. We're not being tossed to and fro, back and forth between different positions. The second benefit is that it takes less energy to be your true self than to imitate or be someone else. That spare capacity, that spare energy can be used to develop yourself, can be used to develop others. So massive benefit is conserves your energy to be authentic. The third benefit is that you're able to serve people better because your experiences are unique and you are telling your angle that actually connects with people, which is the fourth benefit. You make that human connection because you are coming from a place of who you truly are, your lived experiences that are unique to you, and you're not just telling a story that has already been told before. As we bring this to an end, there's just one exercise I would love for you and I to keep doing whenever we are engaging with people. When we're using examples or experiences, yes, we can draw inspiration from so many other people, but fundamentally, ask yourself this question: is this a reflection of who I really am? Am I doing my audience a disservice by communicating a story that doesn't actually resonate with me? Always go back to reference points, stories, and examples that actually resonate with you from who you truly are, because that would make the world of difference in your passion levels and how you communicate to people. I hope that this episode has been of value to you. Until the next episode, we have been chit-chatting in a quarter.